It's the After Show.
That was the best one yet, man.
Was it? Oh, save it. We'll just use that as the opening every time.
Let's not get carried away, okay?
All right. So who here gets a good night's sleep ever? Nobody.
Well, I do. I do now.
That's right, you do now.
Well,
because
don't you
can
get
sleep
up like three or four times, though? You get up and you get the boys on the bus. You get up and talk to us. Like, you're constantly up.
Yeah, but even getting up, I'm getting more sleep than I did before. So
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, the average person gets their best sleep at age 24.
What? I was doing a morning show by 24. That's not true.
Oh, you're not average.
Oh, that's true. I'm not average.
Yeah. That's definitely not a lot of people.
Yeah, 24, you're going out partying and getting up and going to work the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So the stressors are family, work, the temperature in the room, money, and too much screen time.
Everything.
Yeah. Although I will say, during the Christmas break, I got some good sleep.
I was getting some good sleep too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I thoroughly enjoyed. And I did notice, and I don't know how you guys, I know you guys said you didn't lose weight, but I notice when I get sleep, my metabolism is way better and I lose some weight.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just by sleeping.
Yeah.
It's so much better. Like, just sleeping is a big part of your health.
It is.
Getting good sleep.
Huge part.
If you sleep well, you don't opt for the quick food.
Right. Okay? So this job is really
killing us.
My problem.
It is. This job is killing us. Oh, man. All right. So Google's come up with a little fun with science here. Google's come up with something now. You know, instead of texting with your thumbs, text with your tongue. They have they have a smart retainer. It's the same guy that came up with the Google Glass. It's a smart retainer. It tracks how your tongue moves and figures out what you're saying. Even if you just mouth the words.
So I don't have to put my tongue on the screen to do it?
No.
I was like, Tony, it's the Rona. We can't do that.
You put this thing in your mouth and you mouth the words. And it gets connected to your phone, probably by Bluetooth or something.
Talk into your phone and it the words print out. Like, what? This is ridiculous.
I think this is
like this, though.
Yeah,
but it's just stupid stuff. I'm sorry. There's just too many. They're inventing things we don't need.
That's like really something we don't need.
Yeah.
Speaking of tongues.
I don't know, Nikki. Is this okay?
Well, let's hear it. Yeah. Yes, I want to hear it.
We flew over the holidays, and it's so funny. My husband loves to embarrass his boys, and we were flying. There was this lady who had never flown. We're back in coach. I will refuse to pay the prices of first class or even business class.
Yeah.
And this lady in front of us, she has never flown. You can tell because she asked the lady, the flight attendant, as the flight attendant walks by, "Hey, can I get a wet glass of water?" And the lady's like, "Yeah, I'll be back." Right. Mm-hmm. So this lady, she doesn't understand flying. She gets scared when there's any turbulence. My husband says to his oldest son, he says, "Noah, stop licking the windows."
Oh,
and this lady turned around, was like, "What the?" Of course, he was not licking the windows.
Oh, man.
That's really funny.
Oh, my goodness.
I used to get nervous during turbulence, but now I kind of enjoy it.
It's kind of a fun, like an amusement park.
Yeah, it breaks up the ride. As long as I know the plane's not going down, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know?
That's always good to know.
Yeah.
Well, have you guys ever had an experience where it was bad, like real bad?
Yes,
twice.
I have. Yeah.
Twice, yes.
Once. Have you?
Mine was, I was flying to Jamaica by myself after being recently married because my ex-husband didn't want to get a passport. Very weird. So I go to Jamaica by myself, and we are landing in Kingston, and there's a really bad storm. And we're trying to land. We come down. I'm at the window seat, and I see we are tipping to the side. and I see the wing almost hit the ground. And if I'm not mistaken, that's where they keep the fuel.
Yes, that's where they keep the fuel. Yeah.
Okay. And so I see, I mean, of course, my perspective, I'm sure it wasn't inches, but it looked like we were about to hit. And all of a sudden, the plane went straight up. Like, you know, the pilot realized we're screwed, and we went straight up, and we had to go somewhere else to land. But at that moment, I was like, well, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yikes.
I had a similar experience. Pilot was trying to land, couldn't land, hit the gas. We took off again. But one time in the wintertime, we're flying into Atlanta in a smaller jet, one of the smaller jets, probably seated 25, 30 people.
And, one on each side?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And it was so bad that the turbulence itself was so bad. I mean, I think I've told you this before. I was looking out the window and I'm seeing Jim Croce and Buddy Holly and all the people who died in plane crashes.
Yeah.
And then when we landed, we're the last plane they allowed to land in Atlanta, because it was snowing there. And so we got in and the plane was skidding down the runway, like doing S's all the way down, you know.
Stop
just kind of
it.
Yes. And then when it finally came to a stop, everybody applauded. And then they said, we're the last plane in, they're closing the airport. So yeah,
OMG.
It was very, very scary, but a little turbulence, I don't mind. But, you know, it's just a, you know, keeps you kind of, you know, a little bouncy. It's okay.
Oof.
Right. Now that we've given everyone nightmares.
Right.
But I think flying, you know, I have this 100-year rule. And if you do the same thing for 100 years, you're doing it too long. And I think we've got to come up with a better way of taking off and landing. Because, you know, everybody, you get on the airplane and then it's basically, gun it, okay?
Right.
And there's got to be a better way. And there's got to be a better way to land. It's, you know, it's like, I think 100 years from now, people are going to go, wait a minute. So you got this big thing in the sky. It's got 400 people on it. And there's this little patch of ground you got to skid to a stop on. Got to be a better way. So I think they'll come up with something, but I think they should do that soon. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Yeah. These are things I don't even think about.
I know. Well, I think of the 100-year rule. That's my 100.
Like Tony thinks about a lot of things. That's why he doesn't sleep.
That's right.
Oh, that's
exactly.
Why he has deep thoughts with Tony. We haven't had a deep thought recently.
I know. They're called warm thoughts when we do that.
Whatever.
Oh, warm thoughts. Warm same thoughts. Diff. Same diff.
Same diff. It's just I stole the bit, changed it. It's okay. there's nothing new under the sun.
It's so true. Have you guys noticed with movies? My husband's like, are they ever going to come up with something original?
No,
they redo everything.
Yes.
They do.
And like Christy and I were talking about this the other day. I mean, we both watch Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. But Yellowstone is
Love Yellowstone.
But it's basically the Godfather with cowboy boots.
Are you serious?
Yes. Please look at it this way.
About
okay,
it.
You got Kevin Costner is Marlon Brando, or actually Kevin Costner could be Al Pacino. The daughter there, Beth, she's Sonny. Okay, James Caan's
Beth
character
scares me. Beth
right.
is
I know.
Scary.
Exactly.
But
so
I
she's
love
Sonny.
Her.
You know how Sonny was the wild one? He got killed. You know, and the Godfather. She's Sonny, and then the other brother who she hates. I can't think of his name. He's Fredo.
Oh yeah, the attorney general or whoever he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's Fredo. So it's the Godfather. All cop shows.
My
all
goodness.
They're all. It's the Godfather. It's all it is.
Did That's you guys see books. There's a prequel for Yellowstone?
Yeah, it's on Paramount Plus.
Mm-hmm. You got to pay for this one, though.
But I know. Does somebody have it?
But then they give
code?
You like a couple episodes free, right?
Yeah, because they want
to get you hooked. Yeah.
Yes.
It's got, what's his name there with the
Tim
mustache?
Tim McGraw. And,
no,
I love Tim McGraw.
Faith Hill.
But who's the old guy?
Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott.
Yes, yep. I love him. He's the best. He is the best. But
it's almost like he doesn't even have to act; like he just talks.
He doesn't. He just talks. And his
right?
voice is the best thing. His voice. My favorite Sam Elliott scene is at the end of the Big Lebowski. He does like a 3-minute soliloquy about the dude abides, and the whole movie is worth it just to watch that last scene.
Oh my goodness!
And when he used to do the beef commercials, beef—it's what's for dinner.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Greatest, everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest voice in the world. So.
All righty.
All righty, friends. There's the after show. Or as we say,
that's the after show.
It's the after show.